I don't even think I meant to be emo. I liked a lot of the things that were emo, but most of those things were, now I realize, like, Japanese things.
This is Jazz Hobeli. From the age of 13, Jazz used to hang out on Town Hall Steps and was part of the group that people called the Emo Kids. Town Hall Steps used to draw a crowd of young people from different parts of Sydney who wore tight black jeans with chunky accessories, had eccentric hair, lots of piercings, and bonded over their love of hardcore punk rock music. For people like Jazz, this group was sort of a safe space away from the perils of home life.
I think a lot of them came from, if they weren't homeless, they had problems at home. Not necessarily their parents were bad, but they might have had some sort of family issues. So they definitely used that as an escape, and they could all relate to each other about things.
At the time, the emo stereotype was associated with a romanticism of being angsty and emotional. But by 2010, the era of the emo kids seemed like it was coming to an end.
They were all pretty much gone. So they probably just grew out of it, moved on.
Yeah.
I'd hope so anyway. I think a lot of police presence made people not want to hang out there as well.
This is Seeking Sydney and I'm Nadine Silva. Today's episode is responding to a question sent in by Ellen. Where did all the emo kids who used to hang out at Town Hall Steps go? I'm standing in front of Town Hall Steps, one of Sydney's most famous meeting spots. It's 4:30 on a Tuesday afternoon, and there are people everywhere rushing to get home from work. Despite the crowds of people racing around, there's no one really hanging out here. It made me wonder, where did all the emo kids go?
Youth leisure isn't spent outside as much. It's spent through digital connection with people.
That was Professor Dan Woodman from the University of Melbourne. He specialises in the sociology of youth, young adulthood and generation. Dan explains that social media has impacted physical connections and made way for connections that are more digital. He alludes to the idea that kids don't really need to dress up to fit a certain stereotype and congregate in groups in public spaces anymore. Now they can just express themselves and connect with each other online.
The more time you spend interacting online, the more you can use markers that exist online of who you are and what your identity is. And those things offline maybe lose a little bit of their salience.
Professor Woodman says that because young people now are exposed to so many different cultures and ideas online, they are more likely to keep up with trends than adopt distinctive stereotypes. For someone like Jazz, the stereotype of being emo has been overrun by society's obsession with looking like famous people.
Like, I can't remember anyone having a specific person or group of people that they would want to dress like. It was more like they dressed like each other and their friends.
Mm.
Whereas now everyone wants to dress like a specific
celebrity.
Yeah, I think that's a lot more focused. And so everyone looks like Kim Kardashian.
Before social media took over teenagehood, Jazz says stereotypes were more distinct.
There was a lot more stereotypical groups that 100%. You could see around. Whereas now everyone sort of has a very similar appearance. Like whenever I see kids that are under 18, they all look the same.
It makes sense that social media is one of the reasons emo kids don't hang out at Town Hall Steps anymore. Kids no longer need to spend their free time hanging out in public spaces. They don't even have to leave their rooms to connect with each other. Technology didn't just change the way young people express themselves. It transformed how they interact with space, from physical to digital. For some people, Town Hall Steps wasn't just a meeting point or a place to hang out. It was their home.
We were there at 4 o'clock in the morning. We were there at 2 o'clock in the morning. We were there between when the trains weren't on because we were sleeping there.
Yeah.
Like, we were curled up in the bottom of the train station trying to be warm in the middle of winter while it's pissing down rain.
This is Bradley McCarthy. He was 16 when he became homeless. He was part of what he calls the old goth crew, and he was living at Town Hall when the emo kids were hanging out there. Bradley told me that Town Hall Steps was strangely the safest place for him to live at the time, and he formed a close bond with the network of homeless people who were there.
Like, we had become homeless for varying different reasons. Some of it had been drug use, some of it had been abuse in the home. Other people just, you know, money had actually been an issue in their reasoning for getting out of home as well.
Yeah.
And that was the original reason people were there.
While Bradley and Jazz were on either end of the spectrum of the kids that used to hang out at Town Hall, their narratives of the crowd and the reasons people moved on were the same.
A lot of us got moved along by the police and all for it, like out of the area. Some of us got picked up by hostel, like youth hostels and things like that, and housed that way. So, yeah, like we were taken out of that area one way or another.
Yeah.
Either people grew up or they were sort of moved along.
Bradley says that towards 2010, the Steps started drawing a rougher crowd beyond the strands of emo culture.
And by the end of 2010, we all, there was too much violence in the different cliques. There were too many arguments. There was too much backstabbing and bickering and bullshit. And there was no one caring about each other anymore.
Yeah. There used to be a lot of young people hanging around the Town Hall Steps. There are less young people currently hanging around there.
That was Gary from Youth Off the Streets. He spends his weeknights connecting with young people that are homeless around the city, referring them to services to help them out of their current situations. He says that the ongoing light rail construction is one of the reasons that less people are hanging out at Town Hall. And as for the emo kids,
those particular young people don't hang out there because, I mean, they're probably, you know, moved on and grown up and they're doing different things now.
Gary has a bit of a theory about why young people choose to congregate at the Steps. Over the past decade, he says there's been a consistency of three different types of groups that always seem to come together.
And I'll just call the first group of young people, say, homeless, chronically homeless young people.
This group of people are homeless on a full-time basis. Gary says that the second group of young people are a group that are not entirely homeless all the time.
They may be young people who are spending time, like they may be in refuges, they may be couch surfing, they may also sleep out quite a bit in the town and spend time in the group.
And as for the third group of young people, he says they are generally not necessarily homeless,
but spend a lot of time out all the time. That for whatever reason, there may be an issue at home and they go home late at night back to their parents.
While the kids that gather there don't seem to be emo anymore, the reasons that young people are hanging out at Town Hall haven't seemed to have changed that much since the era of the emo kids.
All of those young people tend to know each other, generally. Those young people, they form their own kind of group and they all seem to lack the same thing. All of those young people feel like they don't belong somewhere. So then they come to somewhere, like, for example, Town Hall or in the city or whatever, wherever it is. And then they find, I'll say, belonging with the other young people who are in a similar situation.
Whether these people are, as Gary refers to them, chronically homeless, in between homelessness or having troubles at home, they always form a network based on common ground.
If that network breaks down for some time, like for example, like the emo group, it takes some time before a new network of young people build up. So if you're one homeless young person and you come into town and you suddenly find a whole bunch of other kids hanging around in town, then you'll go and spend time. They'll end up just meeting each other.
So to answer your question, Ellen, the emo kids like Jazz and Bradley, they moved on from Town Hall Steps and started the next chapter of their lives.